Welcome, everyone. Wow. So it is the 6th of March. It is the year 2025. I believe we're on planet Earth. We're here to say hello. This is our orientation call for Smart Body, Smart Mind for SBSM. For those on the recording, thanks for coming in after the fact, just for the energetic. Currently, we have about 312 people here, 313. It's growing. And in the chat, I've asked folks, where are they from? So where are you from? And also, where are our elders? Where are your young folks? How old are people? You don't have to say, but it was just an impulse that I followed. So we have folks in their 20s, it looks like, all the way up into their 70s. Awesome. Anybody here in their 90s? Anyways, today's real simple. I'm here just to welcome everybody. Of course, we have new members, alum. Some of my staff are here today. So thanks everyone for coming in. The housekeeping that I'm going to offer, which is real simple, I'll get into a little bit about that. Things to pay attention to in the next little while, especially the newbies. If you're not used to our program site, I'll make some notes of that. And then we're going to do a little guided neurosensory exercise and set some intentions for this round. One just quick note, the chat during our live calls. So there's three kinds of, well, really two kinds of live calls. There's this call, the orientation call. We'll have a wrap-up call towards the end of May. Training calls and Q&A calls. All the Q&A calls are live here on Zoom. I do the training calls live sometimes. This coming round, I've got quite a bit of teaching abroad and in person, so there'll be some recordings of my training calls, but not to worry. I still will be popping in live to do some live calls. If you can never make it live, so if you're watching this recording, do not worry. Everything is recorded. This will be recorded and put up onto the site, the video of gallery, the video of just me or whoever is teaching, also the audio only, and the transcript. So we transcribe everything. So if you want to read a book, you can do that. And that is actually a nice way to titrate sometimes, is if we read, we go at a slower pace. Because the live calls are recorded, that means that if you need to take a pause, if you can't attend the whole live call, you can always pick it up afterwards. Some folks will say, ah, today I just want 10 minutes of theory, or today I want the whole theory, or maybe you pop it into your car. I almost said cassette deck. That's not how it works these days. You pop it into your car and you listen while you're driving, or if you're on a walk. So there are ways to take in the information, very vast. In terms of housekeeping on the site here, on the program site, just take your time going through the start here, the orientation, the added resources, and get to know where you ask general questions. If you would like to introduce yourself, some of you have already, you can do that in our member communication space. And that's also a good way to see who are people? What are people here for? What are they learning? What are the alumni learning, right? You might even find that someone lives in your local town because some people are mentioning, I live here, or I live here, there. It's also important to know you do not have to introduce yourself. So if you don't want to, if you want to just be anonymous, that's totally cool as well. Nowhere, anywhere in this course will we ask you, what are all your traumas? Give us a list. But if you have a question and you want to share something with our team, then you can. And you can share as little or as much as you wish. There's no need to put trigger warnings on anything. You just be you. You share what you feel like sharing in the context of, say, your question to our team. And then that gives us context to answer questions. Speaking of questions, so this is another housekeeping piece. Every single lesson that you do, so within SBSM, will be a thread. I call them threads, but it's basically a web page. So say on Sunday when you start the first lesson, it's called researching your resources. There'll be a little write-up, a little video, and then under that are areas to ask a question or to just comment. So if even if you don't have a question, but you're like, oh, I noticed this, pop that in. And that's how you can start to see what other people are noticing as they do these lessons. But if you have a question, and this is noted, but I'm going to reiterate it, you want to type the word question. Can even be bold. Question. And then when my team are going through our backend and looking for questions from you all, they can find it really easily. And they know, oh, there's a question. Oh, that's just a comment. There's a question. That's a comment. And then they can answer appropriately. So we do have our team in the site daily, sometimes twice a day. If for some reason your question gets missed, it's not intentional. Sometimes things get lost through the cracks. That's just the internet world. So if you're like, huh, I haven't had anybody reply to me in about 2.5 days, just re-tag or send a note to support and we'll just make sure that that question gets answered. It's not personal. It's just, it got missed and that happens. There's also a general question thread. So if a question doesn't relate to the lesson, to a resource, you can ask a general question about something that might pop into your mind, of course, in relationship to the material you're learning and SBSM. We can't give you consultation on medical conditions. We can't give you consultation on maybe something going on with a partner or a child or someone you're working with. So the questions do need to stay contained to your learning in Smart Body, Smart Mind. And it works pretty well. If you haven't gotten to know our moderators, there's a list of them on the site so you can see their faces, see their backgrounds. It's worth doing if you know you want to ask questions and just get to know who's answering your question. Some of these colleagues of mine are master practitioners. Others are, you know, a little newer and that's okay, but everybody has background in somatic experiencing, many in Feldenkrais, different forms of somatic practice, counseling, psychotherapy, vast knowledge within our moderation team. So you've got really good folks covering you and helping you out. Again, if there's any problems finding anything, please always email us. Email is support@irenelyon.com. I ask that you refrain from asking questions on social media. It's, you know, sometimes easy to just send a DM, but it might not be seen and that's not the place to ask. So if you have something, go right to email support. If you have a question about your process, again, into the forum, into the general question thread. Also, my husband, Seth, and some of the moderators will be doing Q&As. They're always on Thursdays. There's a morning and an afternoon. We alternate. And so you can submit questions to those live Q&As and we curate them. So what curate means is if we get 100 questions, we can't answer all of those in a matter of 75 minutes. But Seth goes through or whoever is doing the call, Rebecca does the calls, Jen Greer and Mara Yale, they will batch questions into themes and then speak generally about the question, the theme that's coming up. And typically there's themes. So even if you don't have a question for us, still consider attending the Q&As. There's some of my alum have said it's one of their favorite parts of the program because it's a way to learn from different angles, different observations. As you move through the course, if you are ever, so everybody put their hand up and repeat after me. So this is my desire for you to do the work at your pace. If you ever find yourself feeling like you've fallen behind, feeling like you're just not going through it fast enough, or you feel kind of a little more low and not as motivated, that's okay. So this is where I then say, I want everyone to the best of your ability to go into the next 12 to 16 weeks, and this is for some of you the first pass, with a sense of openness, ease, beginner's mind, and this is going to sound strange, but try not to be too excited. Now I've said this, I've had this, someone's smiling here while I say this. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of excitement, but what does excitement and energy often mean when we start something? It can sometimes be survival based, kind of like often in the new year, we get gung ho and we get super excited. We buy all our fancy markers and notebooks and stickers, and it's like the first day of school, you know? Who remembers loving all your new school kit when you went to school and it was super exciting? And then you kind of notice that every day isn't exciting like that. It's just a general learning and showing up. So I give you this advice from my experience, years of experience. You want to be engaged. You want to be curious. You want to be interested in your learning and in moving forward, but pace yourself. Anybody here, the overachiever? Anybody here, the person who is like, I'm going to do extra credit and then extra credit and then maybe more extra credit? Because if I do extra credit, I will be noticed and I will get a good pat on my back. So I've often said, and we send out an email towards the end of this course, the 12-week curriculum, there are no gold stars. You are in relation to yourself and your nervous system physiology. For some of us, you might be on the other end. The motivation is low. Anybody in that boat? The energy is low. You're not even sure how you're going to get through this because what? There's this many lessons each week, and there's a training call, and there's a Q&A call. Don't worry about it. I put my Italian mob boss voice on. Don't worry about it. Just do what you can. And the moment you find yourself worrying, that's where you work and you come back to the basics that you will learn in the first few weeks of the course. You connect to the ground. You might sense the breath. You might orient. You might go to a resource. We really want to engage with the content in a way that is new from how we previously might have learned from a state of survival. Because I know for many of us, our education was survival based. The school system was survival based. Not everybody, but it was a big part of it, right? So find that happy medium where you can work at a pace where you're doing a little bit each week or each day, as opposed to going in gung ho, exhausting yourself, and then burning out and then not doing anything for months at a time. I really want to bring in this idea of titration into the mix, not just in when you learn about it theoretically, but also in how you engage with the material. And if you can get that on board, then you will be set for life, for knowing how to engage with new things and to learn. Someone said, I was super excited about this course in January, but not anymore. Great. Right. I mean, this is tongue in cheek. I like to have some humor with you all, because we have to really find out what our habits are, right? How are our habits when it comes to something, new? All right. Let's see if there's anything else I wanted to mention. Yeah, there's some people putting in their phone numbers in the chat. If you can please refrain from putting in personal information into the chat, that would be really great. Just because, you know, while you are all here with a purpose going forward, we still don't know everyone completely. And so, if you do want to connect with like-minded folks who are in certain areas, go into the forums on the site. And put that information there or message each other in other means that don't put your personal, please don't put your personal information up here in the chat. There are ways to connect via social media that a lot of people will do, but feel your own boundaries, right? There's no obligation also to connect with people outside of this container, outside of the site. So really listen to your system and how you want to engage. Can be a little, it can be a lot, but do what feels right in the moment, and it might shift as you go forward. As many of you know, we go for a set period of time, And all of the curriculum is set out. Did people find the 12-week checklist that has the labs and the lessons? It's in the very first tab, the general sort of start here information. We will go together as a group until towards the end of May. The exact date isn't in my brain right now, but once we finish the 10th module, the 10th lab, there will still be 4 weeks of moderation. So even though we finish all the lessons on that Saturday, whatever Saturday it is, Crystal or Ari could probably pop that into the chat for me so I can say it out, and verbalize it. We still are in the forum. My team are in the forums answering your questions under the lessons. So you can continue to get questions answered and keep going well into June. All right. And then we take a break. Because just like anything in the world of learning, you need to sometimes pause and settle and integrate. And we do offer you ways to integrate the work, suggestions on how to integrate the work into daily life. So yeah, May 31st is the final last day of the lessons of new content. And then the final day of moderation is June 28th. And we will let you know. We'll let you know and we'll remind you. One other little thing, you will put comments, you'll ask questions, you'll get answers. Towards the start of the next SBSM round, it'll be sometime mid-September-ish, we do clear the site of comments. The reason why is it gets unruly if we have thousands and thousands and thousands of comments embedded on the forum. So if you get an answer or you read something or you want to capture a question for your own personal needs, copy and paste that. Keep something where you can copy and paste. Maybe you send it to yourself via email and you print it out. So if you really, really found resource in an answer from one of our moderators and you don't want to lose it, find a way to just keep that for yourself. The other thing to know, you can download the lessons. So the audio lessons, the video lessons, they are downloadable. So if you wish to take those for yourself onto a hard drive of your computer, and let's say you go somewhere where you don't have access to the internet, you can still press play, listen, learn, whether you're in the program or not. So that's another option that you have. I think that's all I want to say in terms of housekeeping. Everything you need to know is on the site. So, like I said, take your time, go through it, learn a little bit, take a pause. We will start on Sunday with Lab One. So, each lab are 4 lessons, and we give you a suggested way to move through those lessons, but it's just a suggested way, right? So, again, you want to guide yourself through the lessons, through the labs. And yeah, all of you who become alumni, so some of you are already alumni, some of you are new. So if you continue and you keep going, you will become alumni after this round. You can come back free of charge. There's no cost. So once you fulfill your tuition for Smart Body, Smart Mind, whether it's the full pay or the 12, when we run other live sessions, you can attend the live calls, you can ask questions. We don't say, oh, you're an alumni, you can't ask. We don't track any of you that way. You're just one of our students. You're a member and you ask a question and we answer it, whether it's the forum or for the live curated Q&A calls. So that's how it works in terms of your, we could say, perks, benefits of being an alumni. And if I add a lesson, if I shift something, polish something up, there's no extra charge if I decide to revamp a lesson or add bells and whistles or anything like that. You're just in for life as long as we keep running this. But even if we don't run it, you can still download the materials. Ah, good question. So all of the labs release early morning on Sundays. And the reason why we start the week on Sundays is because some of our folk, especially our Aussies, our Kiwis, those on the different dateline as Pacific time. Let me get this right. Their Monday is a day ahead. So our Monday technically is on Sunday for those in North America and Europe. So basically, a magical thing happens on the site and it just clocks over, and all the labs, all the lessons, they just appear. All right. So what I would like to do, I would like to just do a little guided orientation to some neurosensory aspects. This is going to become second nature to those who are new here. For those who are alum, this will just be a nice little review. So the audio sessions that I have created, I call them neurosensory exercises. They could be called sensory neuro exercises. It doesn't matter. They go hand in hand. But basically, neuro is short for nervous system, your nervous system. Sensory is the sensation. And within that, there might be movement. So as I get into just a little bit of a guided lesson, and an intention setting for this next round, I know the chat is a little busy right now. If you can keep the chat quiet, just put your focus into, well, I'll be guiding you through, sit back or stand up, or maybe you might want to move. Maybe you might want to lay down. Go into this concept of just following your impulse, to follow your impulse and to see if how you've been sitting is comfortable. Sometimes we get into learning mode and listening mode that's more cognitive. We disconnect from our physical system. We don't realize that we're maybe crooked or hanging out on one side of our bum than the other. Maybe we're leaning on something, and there's nothing wrong with being asymmetrical. But just tune in and see, do I need to move? Do I need to shift? Do you need to move your eyes away from the computer screen? Have they been stuck on a screen, not just for the last 25 minutes or so, but before you got here? I know lots of people work on computers these days. So let your eyes and your focus go to where it wants to go. And this is where there's zero right and there's zero wrong. You just consider this question of what would your eyes like to do if they could do anything? Do they want to be closed? Do they want to be open? Do they need to blink? Have they been dry? And as you do that, just see if there's a shift in your breathing at all. There might be, there might not be. But what would it be like to let the breath do what it wants to do? There's no need to breathe through the nose. There's no need to breathe through the mouth. You choose what is most optimal for your system. Maybe you go a little bit between each. Maybe you've got a head cold, or here where we are living, the pollen is starting to come out. Maybe you've got some sniffles from some allergies. So maybe it's important that your mouth is open for a little or for a lot of air. So again, there's no right or wrong. It's this idea of allowing the system to do what it wants to do. As you just pay attention to these two things, so where your eyes want to be, what they want to do, and noticing your breath. And I guess there was one other thing I said, which is to see how you want to move or change your position. How can you get even more comfortable, more supported? And even consider if, let's say you are sitting on a nice comfy chair or a couch, or your weight is being supported through a backrest. Maybe you are laying down. Can you sense if there's a part of you that's still not trusting that support quite yet? Is there something that's holding? As if you can't fully descend into that support. Now, I know some of you are standing. That's a little different, because when you're standing, you do need to activate muscles to stay upright. The body won't let you fall over. The brain won't let that. So depending on the kind of support you're sitting on, you might really be able to let go and let the weight of your body be taken by the surface you're on. It's almost like a descending. But if you're sitting on something a bit more like a stool, which is what I'm on, or maybe you're just standing, a little more effort, a little more muscle activity has to be used, and that's okay. And then tune in and see from just some of these little tiny pieces, these little tiny chunks of sensory awareness, feeling your system, your body, your skeleton in space, really, your bones, how you're upright or how you're reclined or curled over or whatever it might be. Tune into your overall sense of alertness. It could be, I've seen some yawns come through as I've been talking. Maybe there's some yawns. Maybe there's a little bit of what we might call activation, a little bit of energy that you're feeling. So if you're feeling the yawns, let the yawns come through. Maybe there's a sound, a sigh, or maybe if there's a little bit of energy, let that energy move. So in other words, there's no need to stay perfectly still. This is a very different kind of guided practice than, say, a seated meditation, where you're really asked to be still. No need to be still. If you need to wiggle, if you need to stomp your feet, if you need to do hula hoops with your hips, you need to bring your arms out and stretch. You need to stretch out your back. If any emotion comes up, allow that to happen. Really honoring and respecting the needs of the biology and what occurs in the system as you drop into some of these basic elements of awareness. Any twitches? Little twitches coming out. Any changes in temperature? Are you warm? Are you cooling off? And I'd be curious to know, just in the chat, if it's easy, no obligation, what are you noticing now after we've kind of dropped in a little bit for less than 10 minutes, really? Anything that's coming up, anything that's being experienced, I'll read what I can as it comes through. Lisa says, I feel sad. Yeah, multiple yawns, grief. Where I'm holding tightness, restless, Grief, heavy, irritable, relaxing. I want to dance. Tears. Tired and calm. Extra agitated, sleepy. Hard to stay awake. Tummy rumbling. Internal twitchy. Tired and wired. Tired and sleepy. There's some themes here, which is okay. These are all noticings of where your current nervous system physiology is. Contraction in my abdomen, relaxation, part of me wants to run, peace. My heart is beating fast, more awake, drooling. That's some good saliva production there. Feeling tired, pain. My eyes feel more alive, hopeful. I wasn't able to follow. Yeah. So thank you, everyone. I wanted to ask and I wanted to read some things out so that everyone sees the vast array of difference. Isn't that interesting? Same guided thing, nothing too extravagant, and yet this wide range of physiological noticings. And this is how our nervous system works. This is how we need to connect to what is internal for us, not compare ourselves to others. Of course, the goal of Smart Body, Smart Mind is to grow capacity, more capacity, ability to be with what is inside. And then as you move through the lessons and as you gain, I like to say the ABCs and one, two, threes, and you start to learn the language of not just sensation and orientation, but how to work with your kidneys and your diaphragms and your movement and healthy aggression and all these things. The ability to tune in and just notice these subtle things becomes easier, 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 and easier. And it almost becomes a bit of a mindfulness practice, but it's really more than the mind. It's the body, it's the nervous system, it's the senses, it's the environment. Yeah, someone said it's so unusual to be given the freedom to move. Yeah, that is another thing. Because of our training and a lot of the mind-body healing arts, we have this script and this thought in our head that when we're being guided by a quote-unquote teacher, we have to sit still and not breathe and hold everything together and be in this perfect posture. None of that applies here. You can slump, you can slouch, you can stand up, you can lie down, you can eat a bowl of soup. It doesn't matter. This ability to go back to the basics of what we should have, for many of us, did not get as infants. The ability to really attune and follow impulse. And then as adults, the difference is we are then self-attuning. We're taking care of our needs and listening to what our body needs or doesn't need, right? And that's a big part of this work. So, as we move into kind of wrapping up this orientation call, I want to do a little bit more guided awareness work. And this will be for you to feel into your body and to consider, and you know yourself best. As you enter into this next round, if you're new, if you're an alumni, it doesn't matter. What is your intention? Why are you here? Is it to work on something very specific? Is it just, I want more capacity? Is it global regulation? Is there something you're living with, an ailment, a condition that you know you really want to work with? Is it to improve relationship? To have more creativity? It could be anything. So this is for you. This is for you. No need to put this in the chat because it's for you. But first thing that comes to your mind, first thing that comes to your body, what is your intention? And really listen to it. What comes to you first, not what you think it should be. Drop into your pelvis. That would be your seat. Sense your breath. And just let that intention kind of float out into what we might call the ether. Might call it the universe. You might call it the trees, the ocean, the elements, the oxygen. To just know that that's an intention, but then to release it out. So it's with you, but you're not choking it to death. You're not grasping it so tight, but you give it space. You have space for it to go out and to trickle through. And then every now and again, you come back and you connect and be like, what's my intention? And I might even suggest when you go into the lessons, when you press play, when you go to read, when you go to attend a training call or a Q&A call, or you go to ask a question, and you're not always going to remember this, and that's okay. But go into that engagement with, what's my intention? What's my intention as I move into pressing play and doing this lesson? What's my intention as I ask this question in the forum? I'm suggesting this as a way to slow down and to be very clear and concise and to the point of, I am asking this question or I am showing up for this. There's something very powerful about having clarity of purpose, whether it's something super small or something a bit more global. And then the final kind of visual I'm going to offer, and this is to really connect us all, is, and you can do this with your eyes open, your eyes closed. Again, you can look away from the computer screen. You can change your body posture, your position. So just look back into, do I need to change now? Do I need to shift my system to a different position? Is your breath free? Are your eyes free to go where they want to go? I always like to end or start, however you want to put it. We're starting, but we're ending this call, but we're starting the course. I really like to give the image of the earth, this planet of blue that we are on, with all the water and the immensity, because we are all across this planet. Some of us are on North American soil. Some of us are over in Europe, Asia, Australia, New Zealand, the UK, South America, Central America. Lots of space on this planet. And you all know where you are. So consider yourself and feel how you're on the chunk of earth that you're on. And know that there's other people on maybe your chunk or in other chunks. So we're all here on the same planet. I know that's a given, but sometimes we forget that we're all here connected by this globe, by this earth, and all of the elements on it. And we're all here doing very important work. Work that not many humans have had the chance to do. We're shifting old patterns. We're healing generational traumas. We're working on ourselves so that we can have healthy kids or teach others what health is, what regulation is. Maybe we have a creation that we want to put out. Maybe we just want to sleep better. And we wish everyone on the planet could sleep better, because that would make a world of difference, wouldn't it? Everyone just got a good night's sleep. So feel yourself in your home or wherever you are in your location geographically, really feel that. And then go out a little bit and consider how this is on this sphere that is Earth. And sense how you're lighting up that spot on the planet. Your energy, right? You've got electricity in your system. That's what your nervous system is. You've got this energy and electricity, and it's beaming. And of course, our goal for this work is to get more of that energy, to get more of that light, more of that frequency. But then consider everyone here. And I know right now we have not everybody on the call. But if you consider all the alum, all of you new folks, and just see the earth and see it like a little bit of a snow globe, that there's light all around the planet. I say this to say you're not alone. While you might not have connection with all of the people here and you know all of them by name, there are others here doing this work, wanting their light to get brighter, wanting their regulation to get brighter, wanting to move towards more freedom. I saw that word a lot when we were doing the intentions, wholeness, wellness, health, vitality. So know that you're in good company. It's one way of saying it. And whenever you're sensing this sense of, oh, this is so hard, I don't feel motivated, maybe all you have to do is just come back to this visual that you're not the only one. We're all here, we're all working, and maybe some weeks you take it easier, and other weeks you do a little bit more. And if we can all agree that one little bit of work counts, and some days you might need to pause, and other days someone else might need to pause, and we just hold this intention that we're all moving forward in the right direction. That is my intention for all of you, because we'll have bad days. That's okay. Right? We've been taught that when we have a bad day, we just give it up. Don't do that. Right? Know that we're all here contributing to ourselves, but also humanity. It's quite deep, but it's true. You'll learn as you do this that as you do this work, you will see changes in others around you. That is not coincidental, it is real. And so that comes back to that capacity to understand we impact everything around us. So go easy on yourself, enjoy the learning, ask questions. Do not isolate yourself and think, oh, this is a stupid question, I'm not going to ask it. None of that, right? So engage to the best of your ability as much as you wish or as little as you wish. There are some additional resources on the site that you will see when you go onto the site on the side. Be sure to check those out too. There are some resources there for folks regarding if you have a partner that you're living with, a husband, a wife, a sibling, a roommate, and they know you're doing this work. Let them know you're doing this work if that feels comfortable to you. The reason I say this is because you will impact those around you. So don't make any drastic changes immediately. Let some of this work sink in. Give those around you a little heads up. I'm working on some stuff. This is what it is. Please do not push this work onto anyone. Does not work. Does not work. People need to be interested and curious, and then you tell them about it. So be really gentle with those around you. For those that have kids, this is going to be fun because you're going to see your shifts in them without them knowing that you're doing anything. So hold that intention for your kiddos. And that's everything for me today. I don't want to go too much past the 45-minute mark here. Thank you to my team who were here, just making sure everything's going smooth on the back end and in the chat. Thanks to, of course, alum. And to all the new members, as I said a little while ago, pace yourself, go slow, make this a lifestyle, be easy with it, but dip in little bits and just hold that intention for what you wish to get out of this and really slow down your pace when you engage. Do a little movement, connect, follow impulse, all the things that you will learn as you move forward. All right. Have fun with Lab 1, which comes soon. I will be hosting the first training call the following week. All this information is on the site. And your first Q&A will be Seth with Seth. I believe maybe Jen shortly. It's on Thursday. So not this Thursday, today, the next one. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. Take some of these practices into your day. Yeah. So see how you can integrate even these little bits of things into your day. All right. Bye, everyone.